This is a phase one commutation hearing for Vincent Lopano, ADC number 147060. Mr. Lopano is 53 years old at this point, and he is serving two concurrent sentences, both for dangerous drugs. One of the sentences is for 14 years, and the other is for 20 years. They have currently a community supervision begin date of August 5th of 2030 and an end date of September 3rd, 2033. Mr. Lopano is requesting a four-year reduction of the 14-year sentence and a 10-year reduction of the 20-year sentence. And that would result in a revised sentence ending date of January 8th, 2022. His reason for asking for this is that his family members are getting older and he is needed there at home to take care of family. His criminal history dates from 1997 with a failure to appear, public order crimes, three larcenies, credit card fraud, forgery, driving with a suspended license, another forgery, dangerous drug paraphernalia, a third forgery, and then the instant offenses, which included multiple dangerous drug and drug paraphernalia charges, many of which were dismissed or overlooked in their set aside in the sentencing. He has four minors as far as discipline in the prison, and his last discipline was in 2006, so pretty good as far as prison behavior. He has completed the reentry program, pre-release program, cultural diversity, thinking for a change, a custodial training, kind of a trades training, and also HVAC for trade skills. And he would plan, if released, he would be released to his mother. There is a letter from the Yavapai County Attorney in the file, and it contains a very good summary of what happened both for the offense and then also what happened during the trial. So I'd just like to read part of that letter on the record. On August 20th, 2013, Mr. Lopano was arrested for possessing a large amount of methamphetamine, 95 grams, and marijuana for sale, which he brought to Yavapai County from the Phoenix area where he then resided. So he was arrested again in October of 2013, this time found in possession of over 50 grams of meth, hashish, and marijuana, once again traveling from the Phoenix area to sell drugs in Yavapai County. And Mr. Lopano had just completed a term of community supervision in July of 2012. The information as to whether this sentence is excessive: if convicted at trial, the presumptive term Mr. Lopano could have been sentenced to was 25 years flat time. And under that statute, he could have received as much as 35 years flat time in prison. Based on his extensive criminal history, which I read to you earlier in this hearing, it's possible he could have received much more than the presumptive term in prison. So, at Mr. Lopano's request, the state agreed to enter a plea wherein Mr. Lopano pleaded to a 20-year term in prison and a concurrent 14 years in the other charge. Under this scheme, Mr. Lopano is able to earn release credits, which, had he been sentenced to the flat sentences of 20, 35, or more years, he would not have been able to earn release credits. So the release credits have already provided him with a substantial benefit that he would be able to be released a lot sooner than he would have been had he gone to trial and possibly received one of those other sentences. For the one crime, Mr. Lopano received the minimum sentence, which is 14 years. The presumptive for that particular, for both of these, the presumptive is 15.75 and the maximum is 28, minimum 14. So he received the minimum on one of these crimes And for the other crime, he received more than the presumptive, so 20 years on that one, but much less than the 28 he could have received. Based on this information and the summary from the Yavapai County Attorney, which does go on in more detail, I am not seeing Mr. Lupano's sentence, both of those sentences, as excessive. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
Agreed.
Then, based on this information, I'm going to make a motion that we not pass Mr. Lupano's application to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson. Whoops, agreed by Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. And this concludes Mr. Lupano's hearing.